Hello, everyone. Welcome to 2024 and to Great Hearts Table. I'm Randy Greenwald. With this episode, I'd like to introduce you to the music of Mark Nix and Cool Hand Luke. After nearly 100 episodes with Over the Rhine, whose generosity has been wonderful, it was time for a change. And a podcast, like the church, requires the contributions of many gifts to make it work, and I'm so appreciative of Mark's willingness to attach his name to what we're doing here. I hope listeners move on from here to check out other music by Cool Hand Luke. With this episode, we puzzle through the odd thought that the church can learn something from zombie movies, something encouraging. And whether you think I'm crazy or not, as always, thanks for joining us here around Great Hearts Table. Haitian novelist Edwige Dantica was on a cross-country flight when a woman named Donna, sitting a few rows behind her, suffered a heart attack. While a physician on board attended to her and advised the pilot to make an emergency landing in Salt Lake City, other passengers acted in concert to respond to the crisis. They abandoned seats to make room to care for Donna, helped flight attendants gather trash for the emergency landing, and spoke words of comfort to Donna's family. When they landed, some squeezed Donna's husband's and son's hands, and others promised to pray for them. They had become a community, and community, like family, Dantica notes, is sometimes a result of arbitrary grouping. Before the crisis, the passengers had merely been together. Now they had found one another. Previously, they did not know or care for each other. Now they had become, as she says, a village in the air. What Dantica observed about community on that flight is what we hope to see in our churches and define for ourselves. And the promise of such community is the unlikely hope embedded in the best zombie movies. The point of a good zombie movie is the human drama that plays out when a universal crisis upends life's comfort and predictability. The zombies are merely a prop allowing the survivors to show who they really are. Some survivors form power blocks and act as the gods they always thought themselves to be. Others form opportunistic terror bands, acting out their primal survival instincts. And others, those retaining some element of genuine goodness, form communities of grace. These communities are as arbitrary as those formed by Dantica's passengers. People who would not have ordinarily associated suddenly form communities of such depth that in time they're willing to sacrifice themselves for one another. It's a beautiful thing that we long to experience and to see in our churches. Now, churches struggle to form and deepen such community, largely because church community is voluntary. Those choosing community can also reject community. But when zombies are about, we don't choose community as much as we find it. When we realize that we have to depend on others, and perhaps others we would not have ordinarily bonded with or chosen, and when we realize that these others are depending upon us as well, the nature of community is transformed. Scripture, of course, knows nothing of zombies. It rather warns of wolves and weeds and prowling lions. The modern church isn't facing the undead, but rather things such as the moral collapse of our leaders, skewed visions of the church's mission, and a rapidly deteriorating tolerance by those outside the church. The question worked out in Zombieland or 28 Days Later, two of my favorites, is the one we ourselves must face. Will we turn on and destroy each other in a desperate fight over available resources? Will we face the crisis by amassing power and exercising dominance? Or, as is celebrated in these movies, will good people, people of grace, find each other and together survive as deeply committed communities of grace? Communities of grace often lack power and influence, and they're endangered by those who roam and dominate. But these communities are those that most beautifully reflect the values of the kingdom of God. The people of grace who form communities of grace may differ in secondary convictions, in color of skin, in background, in gifts, or in many other ways. and they may be troubled by different demons. And yet the resulting communities survive in beautiful ways. Whether in a zombie movie or in the complexities of modern Christian culture, people of grace need each other, and it is hoped, will find each other. People of grace are out there. They may not be found where you expect to find them, but they're there. Those who hunger for grace and practice grace will draw others. Singer-songwriter Emily Scott Robinson noticed this with her music. She said, "I knew if I just kept making music that tells the truth, even when I didn't always know what the next step was, that it would continue to grow and that the people who were meant to be a part of that would find me." And I say, if we continue to make the music of grace, even if it feels like we're in a wilderness or being descended upon by zombies, others will find us. Maybe not a lot. Maybe not those we expect. But we will be found by those we need to survive. Zombie movies effectively destroy the idol of social stability and show the ugliness and futility of dominance or power. What survives are communities of grace. The crisis itself is to be lamented, but when it comes, people will not continue to merely be together. They will find each other. And with Great Hearts Table, I long to facilitate people of grace finding each other. The church, perhaps, has suffered a heart attack, but she's not dead. Certainly there are zombie-like threats about, but there are other passengers on board. You may not look like them or talk like them, but you share something deeper, and people of grace will find each other. Great Hearts Table is produced on the first, second, and fourth Mondays of each month as a podcast and also in print at Substack.com. Thanks to Mark Nix and Cool Hand Luke for permission to use their songs Holy Vanguard and Wonder Tour. Check out their music, it's great. And if you like what you find here, please leave a review and rating. And thanks for listening. I'm Randy Greenwald, pastor of Covenant Presbyterian Church in Oviedo, Florida. You've already made too many mistakes to ever amount to anything great. You're not allowed to dream out loud. You're far too young to even count, and much too to the light.